Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because you can listen to it online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to Music You Might Otherwise Miss. The first hour, it is the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour to be an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, and some classics thrown in, but most of it you probably haven't heard of before, which is why this is Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Now, on with the show. I have a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Alejandro Escovedo, Jacuzzi Boys, and The Hidden Cameras. Today's reissue song is from Pink Floyd off a re-release of their classic Dark Side of the Moon. Also in this morning's entertainment, I have a new single from Empire of the Sun and decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a song from Sad 13. So, Sad 13 is just the stage name for Sadie Dupuis, and she is also part of a backup band, or the backup band with her is Speedy Ortiz. Sadie is currently based in Philadelphia area, and she is a punk-styled alt-pop songstress that likes to sing about sex. What's wrong with that? She has just recently signed to Car Park Records, which is how I found her, because I follow Car Park Records on SoundCloud, and you should follow me on SoundCloud, which is soundcloud.com/TK's Music. So, Sad 13 is readying to release their record label debut solo album, Slugger, on November 11th. The track I have for you is called Hype. New music from Sad 13 here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Still wanna lick my ass home.
new music from 100th anniversary here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK. The 100th anniversary is a mixed-gendered atmospheric alt-rock band. They're out of Brighton in the UK. They have been together since 2012, and they've just released their record label debut album, Sea State Pictures, this month. The tune I just had for airplay was Pour, P-O-U-R. Changing musical direction with an artist called The Divine Comedy, which is really just an artistic vehicle for Neil Hannon. He has just released his 11th album. It's called Foreverland, and this features 12, quote, flamboyantly melodic, lyrically audacious, sumptuously arranged, fantastically overblown, rather, and quietly moving songs of everyday relationships, unquote. I would simply describe them as tongue-in-cheek. In this song, Catherine the Great, Hannon is singing the praises of Catherine, the Russian Tsar, and her whimsical style, I guess you could put it that way. I never would have put a czar and whimsical together, but the Divine Comedy goes there. New music from the Divine Comedy here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Like Shasha Gabor, not funny, ha-ha, more funny, peculiar.
You're strangely attractive.
You're oddly adorable.
And the funny fact is,
funny, peculiar, you are the one.
Like a sunny day in the middle of winter.
You're funny, like a minor chord. There isn't a reason for, they just throw it in there.
You're strangely attractive.
You're oddly adorable.
And the funny little fact is,
funny peculiar.
Strangely attractive.
You're madly magnificent.
That was the latest material from Holiday Ghosts here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. So, Holiday Ghosts, they just signed to Art is Hard Records. And this is their debut single, which is titled Paranoia. As you can probably tell from that song, Holiday Ghosts play some stripped-down garage pop. These three lads from Falmouth in the UK are all originally from other bands. Decided to get together and put together this project. What I like about them is they keep it simple, and all three boys sing, and that song was released as a standalone single. Oh, I guess that is not working. I will get to that next then. We'll keep things moving here then. All right, next up is a tune from a band called Horse Thief. They are a quintet originally from Denton, Texas, but now have switched their base of operations to Oklahoma City. They are a fine example of hardworking indie rock band. The boys have been with Bella Union Records for a couple of years now, and they're getting ready to drop their second full-length album, Trials and Truths, on January 27th. Wow, that's my first song of this year to be in the official release date of 2017. It's always a marker of time for me. God, I'm just getting old. That's the problem. Anyway, the band is set to go on tour. They start in their adopted hometown of Oklahoma City on November 4th. They have a stop planned here in Boston on November 19th at the Brighton Music Hall. The song I have for you is Another Youth. New music from Horse Thief here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Everybody's gone.
Stay right by the radio. We have today's lineage with Empire of the Sun, right after the latest here from the Hidden Cameras. New music there from the Hidden Cameras here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. Hidden Cameras, they are a Canadian indie pop band fronted by singer-songwriter Joel Gibb. The band consists of a varying roster of musicians who play what Gibb once described as gay church folk music. I've been following them since 2006 and was quite taken with the release Awoo, which made my top 10 list of 2007. They had just released their 7th album. That's remarkable. Home on a Native Land came out on October 28th, and that tune was The Day I Left Home, and it's the disc lead-off track.
Imagine living in a place where your daily commute is a walk in the park. In cities, suburbs, and small towns, people want to use their cars less and their feet more. Sound like wishful thinking? Take the step you can count on to lead to results. Work with your local planning office and plan to walk more in your future. Learn more at planning.org. That's planning.org. A message from this station and the American Planning Association.
Well, it is time for our first feature of the day. It's called The Lineage. This is the portion of the show that I'd like to introduce new music from an artist, and I'll follow up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun and helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's subject is Empire of the Sun. So, Empire of the Sun is the duo of Luke Steele of Sleepy Jackson and Nick Littlemore of Panau. They were named after a novel and a movie of the same name. I've been following Sleepy Jackson since 2003 and Empire of the Sun since 2009. And what cracks me up is how Empire of the Sun broke into the U.S. music scene market. It was in 2016, it was, and it was because of a Honda commercial during the featuring the 7-year-old title cut of their Walking on a Dream album. The song started to chart in the U.S. market in the early part of 2016, and the duo wasted no time in taking advantage of their newfound notoriety by releasing a brand new album, Two Vines, on October 28th. The song I picked for you today is High and Low. So this is Empire of the Sun. They are today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
House.
Freeform Radio, Tulsa University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was Empire of the Sun with Half Mast, which is off their 2009 release, Walking on a Dream. If you want to check out today's new release show playlist in its entirety, I have posted already at my website, which is tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. While you're there checking out the playlist, you can also smooth on over to some videos that are housed there and also some free downloads. The price is right. Check it out at tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here today with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from Pink Floyd, and the album that has been re-released is Dark Side of the Moon, which came out in 1973, and wow, what an album. This record is consistently, year after year, in the top 100 album charts for sales, even with it being 43 years old. It's a classic, obviously. It had tracks on it like Breathe, Time, Us and Them, and of course, Money. So, this is Pink Floyd with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
probably wasn't the right.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Thanks for joining me here on a sunny but cold Tuesday morning here in the Boston area. Hope it's nice where you are. We finished off with new stuff from Beat Market. Beat Market are a Canadian electronic music duo from Montreal consisting of Louis Jovès Cliché and Maxime Bellevance. The two members originally started out as schoolmates studying music together at a university in the city, but quickly found out that they quickly found out about their shared love of music. I found this duo because of another band I follow, French Horn Rebellion, because on that song, Tune Your Colors On, it features the duo from French Horn Rebellion. That track can be found on Beat Market's new upcoming release, Sun Machine, which is a street date of November 11th. I had to check my calendar. Next up is something new from Jacuzzi Boys. The Jacuzzi Boys, they are a quirky rockin' trio from Miami, Florida. And one quote I read about them came from Iggy Pop. In a recent interview for UrbanOutfitters.com, Iggy Pop weighed in on the music scene in his new hometown, which is Miami. He goes, quote, "There's a band in Miami called the Jacuzzi Boys. It's a stupid name, but they've got good spirit," unquote. The lads from Jacuzzi Boys responded, "I'd rather have him think that we're a cool band and think our name sucks than we suck, but we have a good name. It's cool by me," unquote. The boys' new album is called Ping Pong, and it came out October 21st. The track I have to spin for you today is Lucky Blade. New music from Jacuzzi Boys here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
These days.
That was a tune from Alejandro Escovedo here on Freeform Radio from Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. Music you might otherwise miss, of course, with TK. Alejandro Escovedo, he's been around for years. He started out with, what was the name of the band now? It just escaped me. Oh, well. Anyway, he's back with a new album, and this has been like his 14th or 15th album. And this one was called, the new album is called Burn Something Beautiful, which came out on October. Oh, it's called Rank and File. There it is. I found it. That's where he started. And the album came out on October 28th. The track I had for airplay there is called Heartbeat Smile. All right, let me slip in one more from Austra. Austra, A-U-S-T-R-A, is a very popular Canadian electronica pop band based in Toronto. They are three talented ladies bringing forth diverse influences like Nine Inch Nails, Nina Simone, and Tori Amos to create their own sound, which is quite, like I said, a diverse background. They have a new album coming out, Future Politics, that hits the streets on January 20th of 2017. The track I have for you now is Utopia, and it's the album's pre-release single. Of course, as always, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss. WMFO in Medford. Welcome to part two of music you might otherwise miss. In this segment, I have tunes for you from The Cure, The Proclaimers, and The Ocean Blue. Plus, I have new tunes from Mallrat, Tiger Town, and Sophie Tucker. Double Down feature artist is Saint Motel, which will include two tracks from their latest effort. Plus, got a great cover tune for you in our Cover Me feature. Let's get this hour started with a tune from Young Empires. This is called Sunshine, here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.